the report, again, the focus is on translating military lessons learned to the civilian world. Well, guess what? The civilian world is now looking a lot like it's the military world. That the casualties in Orlando, San Bernardino, Paris, Madrid, London, Norway, those are military-type penetrating, most of them penetrating injury, mass casualties that the civilian world is not practiced at treating. They've all done a very good job, but I bet you they could be, I'm sure each event, there could have been improvements with translating knowledge from the military side to the civilian side and then maintaining it. It's a major gap in our trauma systems nationally, blood availability, and a large-scale terrorist attack is coming. So 1,000 patients. People have estimated 3 to 8 units of blood product, of red cells alone. No city has enough to keep those patients alive as you're trying to get them into the operating room. Okay, a way to deal with that is to do what we did in the military, do whole blood drives. So pre-screened donor pools would be in universities, and we should have whole blood programs for emergency disasters where the local public health authority would say, okay, geez, we're about to run out of blood at both big institutions. You now have my approval to go ahead and use untested whole blood donors that have been pre-screened in the system. Right? And then we'd all, over the loudspeaker, all whole blood donors, come down, show us your card, your bracelet, and stick out your arm.